This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, do you want to know something that is ridiculous, completely stupid, that we have in this our medical landscape? It's something called the prior authorization. I have found the whole prior authorization process completely a waste of time, a waste of money, insulting. I'm the doctor. I don't ever really get on my high horse. Okay. I'm very self-deprecating. You all know that. But the one thing I'm going to say is if I have put years, decades of learning and education into a decision to order an exam for my patient or to write a medication for my patient, why would I want it questioned by somebody who doesn't have medical training? I usually don't get all high and mighty, but what did I go to medical school for? If I think you might have a tumor, and I want to order a CAT scan, or I want to order an MRI, something's not right. Do it. But instead, if I had wanted to order something when I had my practice or a medication, it needed a prior authorization. So it had to go to an insurance company. And sometimes non-medical professionals would say, nah. Why nah? What did that nah? Why? Well, because I just think you could do something else. So there was a patient who had a pelvic ultrasound, and I'm trying to remember, and I need to look this up if I can, but I thought the patient had ovarian cancer, and I think I had done a tumor marker. I'm trying to remember, and the insurance denied the scan, say they should be ultrasounded again. And I'm like, if this was your mom, do you really want to waste this kind of time? So I referred them to a gynecologist, I guess, because not only could they do the ultrasound, but they could also yell at the insurance companies and say, get them the gosh darn CT. They did, and we were right. The person had ovarian cancer. Now, does anybody go back and sue the insurance companies for this? Now, somebody could say, why do then these prior auths exist? If the doctor has the education, or the nurse practitioner, or the PA, and they say, look, this is what we need done, do it. Why would there be a middleman? Now, many insurance companies do have physicians, and they hire physicians to look and try to save them money and see if the test is not, shall we say, practical, you know, or you know, not the right way to go, okay? I get that they, but why? Why does this have to happen? Why do you have to have doctors pitted against each other over a patient? Who's the best advocate for the patient? The doctor that examined him. So somebody across the country who's never met the patient, can't look at them, is looking at your notes going, nah, let's save money. Well, the reason why these prior authorizations exist is because we have allowed a system where we don't pay for our medical care ourselves. Medical care is expensive. So we pay premiums to an insurance company to to be able to negotiate and save us money as well as themselves money. So when you go to the doctor, if you went to see me, you didn't pay me. You paid a company to tell me we're only going to pay you $2.42 or we're only going to pay you $50. Patient will owe a copay, and that's it. Now, me as a patient, I don't need to be spending a few thousand dollars a month on that. I could go ahead and negotiate myself. Thank you. But no, the system is in play for the insurance companies. So when all the lawsuits were happening and there wasn't tort reform and doctors were getting sued for missing the diagnoses, doctors are like, well, that's ridiculous. Well, then I'll order the CAT scan. I don't want to be sued for missing a cancer or missing a stroke or missing an appendicitis. I was trained to diagnose without the scan. I would get in trouble if I ordered the scan prior to coming up with the diagnosis. And my attending would say, what do they have? And I go, I think they have appendicitis. Order the scan to confirm your diagnosis. But don't order the scan because you don't know what the hell to do. And so you're just hoping the scan figures it out. You're the doctor. And so many doctors that were trained previously were like, look, I don't need to put the patient through the radiation. I don't need to put the patient through the cost. I know it's appendicitis. Yeah, but the lawyers found opportunities to sue when things would be wrong. So then doctors are like, you know what? It's standard of care. Do the scan, do the scan, do the scan. Well, insurance companies are like, whoa, this is a lot of money. You're treating the hepatitis C with expensive medication. All these people want weight loss drugs. We need to be able to kind of slow this down. Well, the Biden administration has now made rules that as of 2026, government-funded insurance companies like Medicare, Medicaid, have to give a response within 72 hours for urgent requests and 7 calendar days for standard. So if you have an abnormal mammogram and you need a biopsy and you have to get that approved or authorized, they can't take longer than a week. To me, that's emergent, but it would probably fall under the urgent or the 1 week rule. And so some of these prior auths could take months. So I agree with the Biden administration to expedite this. But is that going to result in insurance companies saying no, no, no? Yeah, if a doctor thinks something is needed, if a patient thinks something is needed, it gets done. None of this BS. But as a result of this, we might notice more premiums go up. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in the last 7 days, I've heard from three of you that have gotten laid off, different companies. And so 2024 might be another year of the layoffs. And we have to be really, really careful with these headlines. It is an election year. And so I am very, very frustrated with when you look at one news media outlet, they're saying the economy is growing, it's booming, the job sector has increased, more people are being hired. Yet when you look at another headline, they're saying layoffs are skyrocketing, and we're only in February. So Fox News is reporting that it's only 4 weeks into the new year and tens of thousands of jobs have already been slashed across a multitude of industries, Wall Street, travel, tech, media. The messenger a startup newspaper, a company that has used me for multiple health articles. They closed down, let the workers go. Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, I guess, is a company that has forewarned there's going to be cuts. Google parent Alphabet, slashing jobs. X might be as well, which is Twitter. Amazon announced January 10th that they are going to have to trim their headcount. Prime Video, Amazon MGM Studios are going to eliminate several hundred roles. Twitch, American Airlines, is going to lay off 656 employees in its customer support department as they consolidate into one team. American Airlines. I see, when I call the airlines, I never get a person. So I'm, there's 656 additional people there? Who knew? That's their customer support. We're not talking about pilots. I'm not talking about baggage handlers or no. AA Advantage, customer service, customer relations, central baggage resolution, many of them getting laid off. Business Insider is going to trim approximately 8% of its workforce. Citigroup is going to cut 20,000 jobs. We already know there's going to be multiple jobs lost in the banking sector as many of these branches are closing. Excuse me. Same thing with the pharmacies. Many pharmacies are also going to be closing, and those people are going to be either displaced or losing their jobs. So what do you do if you get laid off? What is the first thing you do when you get laid off? No, no middle fingers. No, don't. No. I'm telling you guys right now, the first thing you do when you're laid off is thank the company for, you know, your time with them, and if anything changes, to please call you. And the reason why I say that is because twice I was laid off, and within 30 to 90 days, both companies called me back to work. So the first thing you do if you're laid off is keep it amicable. No. I mean, is it a layoff? Is it a fire? Is it, I mean, for all intents and purposes, if you're laid off or you collect unemployment, start finding another job. But keep it amicable. Because think about what's happening here. The pendulum keeps swinging. Nobody does things in moderation anymore like they should. After COVID, right, Biden told everybody to pay their employees more. And companies had to pay astronomical bonuses and wages to get people to come back. Well, as predicted, if the sales aren't there, they're losing too much in labor. So they have to cut costs. And because they can't take away those bonuses, because they can't say, look, you know, we upped your salary to 25 an hour base when it should have been 20. We're going to go back to 20. They just fire you. So if a company is trying to get rid of their high-priced employees because they were told, well, the only way to get them back is if you pay them more, they're going to eventually need to staff with cheaper employees. Now, I'm not saying come back at a lower rate, but they are going to most likely, if their current staff go, well, this stinks. You know, now I'm working the job of two or three people, so I'm now working more than I ever have. You're making me come back to the office. I quit. There's always fluidity when it comes to somebody's labor pool. Now, mind you, there are companies where some people are there for decades, but the average company is struggling for the longevity of people. Also, think about this, too. When there are layoffs, we lost we own a couple hair salons, and one of our managers was absolutely fantastic. Loved her. But her husband had to take another job. When the company laid people off, the husband had to get another job in another state. So we had to lose her because she had to move. She was a fantastic manager, probably one of the best we've ever had. And so if there is this layoff culture going on right now, there's a chance that you have hired the spouse of somebody who now needs to move or move to a cheaper city or another place to live or move near family so they can now save on child care and daycare. So a company that's laying off has a good chance of needing staff anyway within 30 to 90 days of the layoffs. So keep it amicable. Number two is redo your resume. Many of you are underperforming on your resumes because you leave stuff off or you don't want to sound like you're bragging. If you at all organized an event, let's say, maybe it was the Christmas party, put that down. You planned, organized, executed events. Now, you don't have to go into all the detail, but that counts. The office Christmas party is kind of a big deal. That counts. I'm not saying lie. If you do customer relations, let's say you are in the back office somewhere, but your boss said, look, we have a client that got a little upset. Can you smooth things over? There you go. There's client relations, customer relations. If you helped at all with the company's social media, or you were in a brainstorming session that involved marketing, that involved public relations, and you gave ideas that worked, put that down. You've done public relations, marketing. But make sure you have on another piece of paper for notes those examples. Because if they say, talk to us about what sort of marketing and public relations you did, well, you know, without violating any privacy laws, we had something of this nature that, and I had suggested we do X, Y, and Z, and it worked. It was successful. See, I am tired of working for companies and not getting credit for what I've done. I can't stand that. I might love the company, but if I worked for a firm or a company and I did certain things, you know, I might not get paid for it. I might not get credit, but put it on your resume. Now, let's say you don't like doing those things. Yeah, I got stuck doing grants. All right, that doesn't mean you have to. Now, I did a grant proposal. My boss said, look, we need this grant proposal. I had never done one. But I'm like, give it to me. When do you need it by? 2 days. I got that sucker done. So now on my resume, I can do grants. Grant proposals, and I could be successful at it. So there's lots of things you might have done that you don't realize you did. Number three is do your research when you look for another job. You know, I like this website, layoffs.fyi. Even though it's mostly tech, you know, actually, the messenger was just listed in this. The messenger just laid off a bunch of people. They were based in New York. They were media. So it includes healthcare companies, finance. So, you know, do some research. Now, should you work for a company that has just laid people off? Well, it could mean they have some financial instability if they had to lay people off. So, but if you can't, you know, get a job anywhere else, and that's a job that you think might have overfired and will appreciate you, you know, It might still be a good job to take. But look at layoffs.fyi. If you are at a job and you haven't been laid off, and you're trying to, that's another question that we had during the Great Recession. Do I stay or do I go? Do I wait until the ship sinks? Or do I hold on because the ship might never sink? Do your research. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. It is still unclear if any Americans are at risk, but a man described as a pro-Hamas suicide bomber has stormed a U.S. factory in Turkey this week. There were reports the man had a vest strapped to his chest and was brandishing a weapon. Procter & Gamble told reporters it continues to work with authorities on the incident. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promising a bipartisan border deal. It will include U.S.-Mexico border policy changes, funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. However, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has said the bill faces an uphill climb. A new anti-bullying legislative proposal would seek to punish those who, by using text or speech, prod known suicidal individuals into committing the act. Lawmakers in Kansas are being urged to discuss that bill. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I got to tell you, these Super Bowl memes are pretty funny. And so 49er fans are starting to really dislike Taylor Swift. I kind of feel bad for Taylor Swift because she's a real talented singer. She's a very talented entertainer. But, you know, I'm sick of seeing her. I'm sick of seeing the whole Travis Kelce thing. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo I could look at all day long. But I don't know. Just football is football. I watch football so I don't have to see Hollywood, so I don't have to think about politics. So apparently people are predicting that Taylor Swift is going to be choosing our future president. And it will be done very publicly at the next Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is going to happen at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. She's going to be wearing something of support to tell her followers that this is who she should vote for. Personally, I think, and I don't know if it's because I heard this or it's because I thought that that would probably be what Travis Kelce, who is now very much in the media and public eye, would do, is I predict that Travis Kelce is going to propose to Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, that the Chiefs may win. They're going to all storm the field. He's going to have all the cameras on him. There's Taylor Swift. So she'll be coming down hugging him. So, you know, he would propose to her at the Super Bowl. That's what I predict. But apparently there's a poll out saying close to 1 in 5 voters in this poll will choose the presidential candidate Taylor Swift chooses. Does that mean Trump? Taylor Swift likes Trump? Does that mean you're going to pick Trump? Does it mean you're going to pick Biden? What if she votes for SpongeBob SquarePants? What if she votes for herself? Which means 1 in 5 voters of this poll don't have a certain passion for one or the other. They're going to leave it up to Taylor Swift. Now, that's not shocking because many of you flip a coin. You take a coin to the polls or now at your coffee table when you fill out your ballot. You just flip a coin and you're like, okay, I'm going to go for this one. So why would there be such a frenzy over who Taylor Swift picks? Well, Taylor Swift, which is fascinating in terms of her talent, you know, in terms of her likability, in terms of her, you know, charisma. You know, I get that because if John McClane from Die Hard, Bruce Willis, said, look, I'm voting for so-and-so, I'd think twice. Because you know, I really, really love Bruce Willis. You know, you start to fall for the persona. Now, a singer can give a little bit more of their personality than you would see in the movies or TV. I mean, Bruce Willis and John McClane, that was scripted. Even though there is that swagger, but David Addison on Moonlighting, or some of the other characters that he played. You know, there is that personality of him, but how they feel, it's very like Archie Bunker. It was scripted. Now, these are Taylor Swift. Now, yeah, she might have coaches, etc., but you get her. So people have been just so enamored with, you know, what she likes. Travis Kelce, it didn't really need a boost of popularity. He's a fantastic player for the Chiefs. But if Taylor Swift likes him, now all of a sudden people think he's drop dead gorgeous. Again, I don't think anybody could compare to Jimmy Garoppolo, but that's just me. But our country, the fate of our country, if I were Taylor Swift, I wouldn't play on this at all. Because Taylor Swift is bright. She's intelligent. Right? Somebody like Taylor Swift, who's bright and intelligent, and has benefited from America, and who America has embraced, would probably, or should probably, say, guys, educate yourselves. Make your own decision. Don't vote one of the most important decisions in this country in 2024. Based on me, now, who sings shake, 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 shake. Yeah, okay? No, but people look at celebrity endorsements. Celebrity endorsements are huge. Was it Dwayne Johnson who said he doesn't support Biden, but he's Democrat? There's a lot of individuals who now are in a tough spot. Does Taylor Swift want to possibly hurt her reputation by double downing on another Biden presidency? But then if she doesn't, people will say, well, look, you over the last 4 years have have exploded even more than you ever have. So aren't you, you know, you're ungrateful. If I were her, I would stay the hell out of the politics. But there's this big push, and I think the media is wanting to spur this on, because they want her to make a choice. The poll was conducted by Redfield and Wilton Strategies. It says 18% of voters would align their choice at the single to Newsweek. However, ABC 33 News reports that 70% of voters are less likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Swift. So Taylor Swift, as a result of what's been happening with football, has started to garner more people disliking her, which I think is unfair. It's not her fault. Let her date whoever she wants to date. But you have people now, especially 49er fans, that are starting to hate her. And so she picking Biden, let's say, could just people out of spite go, I'm going to do the anti-Swift vote. I think it's a mistake. I think Taylor Swift should stay out of it. Now, if she wants to support a candidate and she wants to be vocal about it, that's her choice. But if she wants to keep it private, I don't think she should be goaded into this. But, you know, Taylor Swift or the Swifties, you know, people want to. I mean, I remember how I loved Michael Jackson. I loved Whitney Houston, Def Leppard. And if there was a Def Leppard concert, I would do anything to get the money to be able to go. Now, I don't understand the whole Beatles mania and people screaming or the whole Elvis thing. Elvis and the Beatles were fantastically talented, but I wouldn't be screaming, I wouldn't be crying, I wouldn't be fainting. But I understand loving a celebrity. I get that. Now, but it's not mentally healthy to mimic what somebody does if much of it is a character, if much of what they do is an act. And so I really am worried that the average voter is not educating themselves. They'll say, well, I'm going to educate myself based on what Taylor Swift says. If she votes for somebody, I'm doing my research. That's not research. If you want to research, if for those of you that are really unsure if it should be a Trump or Biden vote, one, look at your finances. Look at your career path, your job market. Look at the crime or how safe you feel. Look at the schools. Look at the education. Look at what's happening to local retail. Look at what's happening to local jobs. And if you find that you're doing better than you did 4 years ago, and you feel like, pre-COVID, and you feel like you like the way things are going, then you vote for Biden. If you're like, no, this has to change, this is going to be a mess, then you vote for Trump. Or you vote for an independent, or you vote for another candidate. But do your research. And also understand, you know what your needs might be later on. You know, a lot of people got freaked out in California that if they ever went through a divorce, the child would be used as a pawn in terms of gender identifying, and you could lose your child by or agree with what your child is doing. So understand, you know, where you live and what's happening around you. Don't just rely on Taylor Swift, no matter how talented she is. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So February is American Heart Month. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, no, we got Valentine's Day coming up. I know I got you covered, guys. Trust me, I can't stand Valentine's Day. But American Heart Month and Valentine's Day, yep, they do seem to coincide. But I need to concentrate on heart health. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in both men and women.
still number one cause of death. Despite what we've been able to do with blood pressure, with high cholesterol, with diabetes, we're in trouble. Women alone, 300,000 women a year are dying of heart disease. February 2nd, or today, is National Wear Red Day to raise awareness for cardiovascular disease. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, so I'm not wearing red. My bad. I did wear red a couple years ago because I think the Super Bowl was on the 2nd, and I was wearing red then, but I forgot. Sorry. Maybe I'll wear it on Valentine's. Who knows? But we wear red to raise awareness for cardiovascular disease. And, you know, even though men may be more at risk for heart disease than women, it's still the number one killer in women. Now, the most common symptoms of heart attacks, which we've seen in movies and TVs and et cetera, is chest pain, trouble breathing, left-sided chest pain, left-sided arm pain. But I'm telling you right now, when my father died of a massive heart attack, a widowmaker, he didn't have chest pain. His arms and legs went numb a few weeks prior. He had some syncope, some dizziness. Nobody told me. And then when he felt a little odd, and he told my mom that he wants to call me, and then he ends up dying. And so he didn't have the crushing chest pain, an elephant sitting on his chest. And so we need to educate people on the other symptoms of heart disease. And you're going to hear about it a lot this month when we talk about women. When you hear in the media, they talk about women and heart disease, because women don't seem to always get the classic signs of heart disease. Remember Rosie O'Donnell had said that she had a heart attack, but she didn't know because the day before she was helping an older woman enter and out of a car. So her left shoulder hurt the next day. So she thought it was because she pulled something helping a woman enter or out of her car. And it ended up that left shoulder pain was a heart attack. Fortunately, she lived through that, but it's kind of concerning. So what are symptoms of heart attack? So not only is it the chest pain on the left, but chest pain could also be on the right. Difficulty breathing, wanting to cough, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, being tired, back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, toothache. I had a patient come into the ER with a toothache. I couldn't find anything wrong with the tooth. So I checked their heart. They were having heart issues. So I don't want to scare you guys, but we can't do much to save your life if we don't identify heart disease early or prevent it. So what are risk factors for heart disease? Well, one, if you have a family member who had a heart attack. So me, in my 30s, I was already at risk because my dad died of a heart attack, so I'm already at higher risk. If you're a male over 45, a female over 55, it used to be male over 40, female over 50, please don't use those dates as absolute. If you're black, you could be at higher risk at a younger age, as we've seen with colon cancer and prostate cancer. So if you're in your 30s, keep in mind, you could be at risk for heart disease. So don't, if you have chest pain, go, you know what, I'm only 39 and a half, so I'm good. Get yourself checked out. If you have high blood pressure, you're at higher risk. If you have diabetes, you're at higher risk. If you have high cholesterol, you're at higher risk. If you're obese, you're at higher risk. If you aren't active and you're inactive, if you smoke, if you drink alcohol, short stature. But when you're tired and you can't explain why you're tired, that could also be heart disease. So, you know, people always ask, what should I be doing? Well, it's a little tricky because, you know, for me, in my practice, if you had any cardiac risk factors, I did an EKG, and if I thought you were at high risk, I had you see a cardiologist for a stress test or angiogram. Now we have CT. Scans that could look at calcium deposits in your arteries, and arteriosclerotic plaquing.
So if you have any risk factors, I think you should have your heart checked. So if you have high blood pressure, get your heart checked. Diabetes, get your heart checked. High cholesterol, heart checked. If you smoked, if you're obese, family history, older female, older male, I think you should get checked. I also think that every athlete should have an EKG done and a good cardiac exam. We do these sports physicals, but sometimes they're done in a gym or in a cafeteria where there's a lot of noise. And as you could see, we've had some kids drop dead of cardiomyopathy or cardiac arrest. So personally, I think if you're I could make an argument for everybody getting their hearts checked. So, you know, I don't want to scare people, but too many times people have died and their symptoms prior to dying were not the typical classic Hollywood symptoms. I had a friend of mine who died. I had told him I thought it was his heart because he had told me, you know, doc, I was in the hospital the other day for heat stroke. I go, heat stroke? Yep. I go, what were your symptoms? He said, I wasn't his doctor. But I was a friend of his. He was helping me make an album. And he said, well, I fainted. And so the doctor said it was heat stroke. I go, did they check your heart? He said, yeah, they said everything was fine. I go, you know, did they tell you to follow up with the heart doctor? No, they said to hydrate. I go, I would just still check your heart because my father fainted before he died. Just please get yourself checked out. Well, the wife calls me a week later. He died at his desk. Massive coronary. Now, I'm not saying just because every time you faint, you know, or you're out of the heat, you know, it's a heart attack, but just an EKG that gets done at a doctor's office or at an ER is like a Polaroid snapshot or a screenshot. See, now rather than say Polaroid, I should say a screenshot. A screenshot of one moment in time. And if the blood is starting to lose access to the heart, that might not be apparent in a screenshot. You might have to be, you know, on a monitor, or we might have to stress your heart, exercising you. That's what these stress tests are. We try to constrict your blood vessels either by a medication or by you on a treadmill to take a look and see what your heart is doing or what the blood flow is doing to your heart. And if you have reversible ischemia, that means you could be at high risk for a heart attack. If you have irreversible ischemia, that might mean you've had a heart attack or you've had damage to the heart, and also we have to look at you in other ways. So any of those risk factors I told you guys, family history of heart disease, female in her 50s, male in her 40s, smoker, alcohol, obese, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, inactivity, sitting for hours on end, short stature for a male, you got to get your heart checked. And don't just expect heart disease to manifest as chest pain, left arm pain, left arm numbness. It could also be shortness of breath, right-sided chest pain, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, jaw pain, neck pain. I had one lady who presented thinking she had a UTI. She had pelvic discomfort, and that was a presenting symptom. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.